and this part of the step may prove challenging to those who prescribe to any particular religion. How do we really feel about someone else's image of God that is different from our own? Can we accept the premise and so engage in dialogue as equals? Or do we have to insist that we are right and they are wrong and try to get them to admit it? I do not know about you, but I would certainly not feel very enamoured if someone else was trying to shove their image of God down my throat. So I'm not going to set out with the agenda of shoving my image of God down theirs. Can I be generous and magnanimous as God is generous and magnanimous, and find my God in the description of their higher power that the other person is describing to me? As a spiritual director, when people tell me about their relationships with God, they are personal and unique and different from my own. But I recognise my God and who they are talking about. There is something intrinsically liberating about letting God be God in terms of how others understand him. When I do not try to dictate how God is to another, it frees me to tell my story and of my relationship with him. It frees me to hear of how another relates to God. It is like when you meet someone and realise that you have a mutual friend. When you start to share your own stories about your time and impressions of your friend, you recognise with joy that, yes, that is just like him. When I experience this in listening to another, it brings me out in goosebumps, and I know the reality of God. If I were intent on bringing the other round to my understanding, I am certain I would miss that. The third step to my mind is a gateway to deeper freedom and relationship with God. It may be a process, but it starts with a decision. We make up our minds.